Hello, thank you for diving in to the Clean, Green, and Marine podcast by Sea Motionals. We are all about animals, ocean conservation, eco-friendly topics, energy talk, and maybe even space one day if we ever find an ocean with creatures on another planet. My name is Anthony, and my beautiful co-host is here with me, as always.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Beautiful.
I'm Kira. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes. Well, first off, happy 2023.
Happy New Year.
We have a whole New Year episode planned for everybody.
A whole lot of podcast episodes this year.
Whole bunch of stuff. So I wanted to say kind of a little about what we're doing, where we're going this year, and we have some New Year's resolutions that we're going to talk about in a little bit. But at first, we took a break to go on vacation and do some mountain climbing in Asheville, North Carolina. You know, just a little escape into nature. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we went to Cozy Peak Cabin.
Yeah, shout out to the Cozy Peak Cabin. They were great hosts.
Great host and amazing cabin. Super cozy and cute, and we loved it.
Mm-hmm. So if you're ever in Lake Lure or North Carolina, definitely check them out. But yeah, we apologize for the late delay in release. That is why it was the holidays, you know, vacation. Also, something else I wanted to mention is that we are also changing the name of our podcast to The Clean, Green, and Marine Podcast. Yeah, and it's by Sea Motionals. We felt the change was necessary as our podcast covers mostly eco-related topics. This will help to identify the podcast-related topics that we talk about. So don't worry, Sea Motionals will still be the parent or company name as we move forward into 2023. This change is only affecting the podcast. Also, our YouTube channel and various other social medias are going to be in full swing this year. We will be posting daily on social medias and bi-weekly on YouTube. The podcast is going to remain the same. It will not change. And don't forget to DM us and email us on social media and discuss with us or argue with us about something. But make sure it's friendly because we want to hear from you.
Please don't argue too much.
Yeah. Like if you have like a, you know, if say we messed up something in the episode or on YouTube, or if you want to like correct us, like I'm all for it. But we want to keep a positive culture and a positive community here. It's all about the animals. Then another thing is beach cleanups will be in full swing in 2023. If you live in the Central and South Florida areas, and hey, if you want to drive from North Florida or Georgia or take a plane trip from, I don't know, Canada, like we're, you know, you're welcome.
That's a long way.
Yeah, but we will be doing beach cleanups in full swing in 2023. So feel free to join us for some environmental cleanups and camaraderie. And then we will also be rolling out some pristine merchandise for everyone over the next year. Can't really talk about much on it right now, but just know that is in the works. And that is all I can think of for now. If I have something else come up, I'm sure we'll discuss on a later episode. And I hope you have fun and enjoy this episode. All right, you want to start going on?
So we're going to talk a little bit about our New Year's resolution. Just a few things that we think will be good to be more conscious of. I usually don't do New Year's resolutions. I'm just not that type of person of like picking a random day at the start of the year and changing something. I just... I'm not that type of person, but
I really haven't been either.
The New Year's resolutions I chose are more for the environment. So I thought it would be, they are things I really want to do. And
Yeah, we both chose things that we want to do, and we hope, you know, you've come up with some sort of thought about what you want to do for the next year.
Yeah, maybe it will open your eyes to some things that you can also do to be more eco-friendly, because that's my goal now and always, is to be more eco-friendly, because there's always more that we can do, and just being more aware of it and being more mindful of the things that we're doing helps everyone. So
yeah,
I'm going to share my first one, which is something called, well, reducing vampire energy. So vampire energy is basically the energy used by electronic devices that continue to draw power even though you're not using them. So it's like wasted energy, and I am probably not very good at this.
I would say no, you're not.
It's not something I'm super conscious about.
I'm always like, why are these lights on? I would prefer to live in complete darkness if it was up to
me. Yeah, and I don't like the darkness, especially at night. If it's dark, then I'm going to go to bed. And it gets dark at 5 o'clock here now. So if all the lights are off, I get sleepy. I'm not going to do anything. So, but I can be more conscious about, well, one, regarding the light, just turning the lights off in other rooms that I'm not using. If I'm in the room, I'm still probably going to have it on. But in other rooms, if I've left the room, I'll turn the lights off, which I typically do for the most part, but I could be better about it. But it's not also lights, it's also any electronics that you're not using, but you just kind of have on in the background.
Mm.
So energy vampires can add up to nearly 10% of a household's monthly electric bill. So you're like, we're also wasting money if you're if you're keeping these devices on. You could be paying 10% more, like, per month. So that can add up, like, per year, maybe like a few hundred dollars. So yeah, being more conscious of turning things off if there's like a TV on, or if there's like an iPad on, or computer on, or something that's like running in the background. I'm going to try to be more mindful of turning it off.
That sounds like a hard habit to break if you're so used to just leaving everything on.
Well, anything, you know, anytime you want to grow or get better, you have to kind of break.
Kind of have that discipline.
You have to break a habit. It's just being mindful of it. And that's why I guess the resolutions are why people decide on them, because it's just like, you have to remind yourself to do it. Mm-hmm. But they also have something called APS power strips. Do you know what those are?
APS power strips?
APS or APC power strips. Well, they're smart power strips that help you save money and energy, because they basically prevent electronics from drawing power by having an automatically timed off switch that can turn all devices plugged into the APS off when you're not using them. So it looks like a surge protector, but there's a big difference.
Mm.
The surge protector has to be switched off entirely for each device. With an APS, you designate one device as the control. So when you turn off your TV, for example, other electronics plugged into the strip are automatically shut off.
Oh. That's actually really interesting. So it's like your DVD player, your, I don't know, PS4, PS5, or anything else, soundbar are all turned off when you turn the TV off.
Yeah, I think that's cool. So you can search APS or APC power strips, and you'll find some that you can purchase. And I think putting it, by the TV would be great, because we have, like, you know, the PS4, the Switch, the TV, probably some other things plugged in there. So just having that in areas maybe where there's a lot of things plugged in would be great to have. So we'll have to look that up. But that is about, reducing vampire energy. So I'm going to try better at turning things off if I'm not using them, especially when I'll save money and I don't like to waste energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's already a bad system as it is.
What is one of yours?
I want to use reusable bottles more. Just not even just an actual reusable bottle, but say I go to the Fresh Market or the grocery store I buy a water bottle, I want to not throw it away and use it for, you know, 10 more times or 20 more times until it starts to get really dirty. And even then you can pretty much buy a squeegee and clean it. But I've always not done this. I mean, I buy like 5 sparkling water packs every 3 days and drink them. And I'm just wasting, you know, cardboard, I'm wasting aluminum, I'm wasting plastic bottles I buy from Trader Joe's. And I was always bad at this. You're better than this at me. You reuse a lot of things. And
it drives me crazy to buy all the, like, I hate water bottles, like plastic water bottles. I hate them because it feels like a waste. I really don't like them.
Yeah.
If you're out and about and like you have to buy it because you don't have a drink, then okay, but no reason to buy them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like certain ones, but I think you don't have to buy them as often.
Yeah, so I've been doing some thinking of, you know, how I want to do this year. And I guess, like, instead of buying all the sparkling water things that I drink in, I mean, how much is that? Like, is that 12 fluid ounces? Or 8, it's like 8 fluid ounces, right? It's
the
a small can.
I think it might be 16.
No way.
Maybe 12.
Yeah, it's probably like 12 fluid ounces. And the SodaStream, I believe, is, depending on the bottle size you have, some of the bigger ones are 24 ounces. So you're getting double. And those things last quite a while, I feel. So I'm going to start using SodaStream for my water needs. There's different bottles that you can buy. I know a company called Path, which actually their bottles are made very thick aluminum, and you can actually reuse the bottles. So you can just use them over and over again, fill them up.
But the bottles you have now, you can reuse their plastic, and you reuse them over and over again. The SodaStream bottles?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Well, I'm saying, like, if you're out and about, and like, say I was like, oh, I really want a water right now. Instead of throwing that water away, I can now use the Path bottle for like my water needs. Like, bring it to bed and, like, you know, carry it around, fill it up with water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, instead of throwing it out or recycling it, I'm just going to use those over and over again. I mean, I guess it looks a little tacky when you go into your home and like you see you got like random like water bottles that you keep reusing. But I think it's just better, like, not only can you save on wasting bottles and water and all this other stuff, but you can save on plastics and trash bags, because the more plastic you buy and then one time use and then throw it out or recycle it. And let's be honest, I feel like not everybody recycles. There's not. I feel like the majority of people just, you know, when you're in the mid of the day, you just kind of toss it in the trash and, you know, you have way less to throw out. So, come on, who doesn't want to take the trash out less?
Sure.
Yeah, like, instead of wasting all this plastics. And you don't even have to apply it to reusable bottles. You can use forks, spoons. You know, you get like, you've been doing this. You showed me this, actually. Like, say you go out to eat at like a Chinese restaurant or something, and they give you a plastic spoon. You don't have to throw that plastic spoon away. You could put that in your drawer and keep using it.
Yeah.
Chopsticks,
I
like.
Mean, you don't need them at all, really. A lot of them ask you now, do you need silverware? And I just say, no, if I have it, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Unless you're like planning to eat it in the car. But
like you, who eats like while driving.
I am very skilled at eating while driving. Do not attempt that in your car. Do not.
No, it's terrifying.
That's all I had for like, reusable bottles.
Well, that since you're on the topic of reusable, there's something else reusable that is on my list, and that is paper towels. Like, what? Yeah, I know.
Which we struggle with keeping in our household.
Yeah, we use a lot of paper towels, so there are a lot of reusable paper towels out there. I can't say I've ever used them before, but I'm very interested in trying it out. So, if you search reusable paper towels, you're going to find a whole bunch, but there's one specific brand that I found that I'm going to give a try. It's called Papaya. And one towel, like one little towel, can replace 17 rolls of paper towels.
Oh my goodness.
Like, 17 is a lot of rolls.
How many sheets is that individually?
I have no idea. So yeah, obviously it saves on a lot of paper because you can reuse it. You just rinse it in the sink and you hang it up to dry. You can reuse it over and over again. You can clean like your bathroom. You can clean, you know, your kitchen.
And like you can efficiently clean it?
Yeah, you rinse it in the sink. You rinse it in the sink and you can put it in the dishwasher once it's gotten, you know, to that point. You need to clean it deeper, put it in the dishwasher. And then obviously at some point, you'll have to throw it out. I believe they said it can last anywhere from 3 to 9 months, the towel. Depends on how often you use it. The cool thing about this specific like reusable towel is that it's antibacterial. There was actually a study on kitchen towel cleanliness. Like if you have like a rag that you use in your kitchen, 30% of all towels are found to be contaminated with E. coli. So a lot of them like get all damp and gross and filled with bacteria. So this one is antibacterial. It's also made with biodegradable material. You can put it in your compost after, or you know, if you throw it away, it's going to decompose and release different things like nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus into the soil to help plants grow. So it's a very eco-friendly towel that they've made. It's made out of 70% cellulose and 30% cotton. So yeah, I want to try this out for kind of basic cleaning. Like if it's something like our pets are super messy and if they make a mess on the floor, I'm not going to use it for them. I'm still going to have the paper towels to like just throw that away. But I think this will be good for just every day, like wiping the counter, you know, just wasting less paper towels. But there are other brands out there. I found Unpaper Towels as a brand. You also have bamboo towels that you can reuse.
That sounds interesting.
Made out of bamboo. So I'm going to try this one out and see how it goes and how many paper towels that I can save.
Let's save them paper towels. Well, that was informational and interesting. Papayas. Speaking of papaya, I'm going to be talking about food. I don't know why I said it like that.
What about food?
Food. I'm going to talk specifically about portion control and macro counting. I'm not sure if anyone's ever heard of the term macros.
Blech!
Why?
I don't know. I don't like macro counting.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not as hard as...
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's... When you get really advanced with it and, like, you're like... It could consume you. This is just... I'll get into why. So...
Sorry if you do macro counting. I've had to be the person to take control of someone's macro counting before, and it just gave me a huge headache.
Yeah. It when you get to the advanced stuff, it's really a lot, but if you're like somewhat decent at measuring, it's not that bad. So it might take you a while to learn how to do macro counting, but you do not need to cut back on what you eat every day. When people think of portion control and macro counting, you don't need to cut back on the stuff you eat every day. Because if you eat, like, say someone eats 3 meals a day, for example, you're eating all the food that you eat throughout the day in 3 gigantic meals, which is probably the reason why throughout the day you still feel hungry, is because you're only eating those, like, in, like, big specific meals, whereas... If you ate smaller things throughout the day, you would actually feel sustained throughout the entire day, and you won't have any like rises and highs and lows, and like you won't have like a roller coaster of inner body feelings because you're eating sustainably all day. You're going to get that energy level all day. So something that I want to do is start, you know, portion controlling. And again, I want to say, just for people who are looking for like diets for the new year, this is not a diet method or a way to lose weight. I'm not trying to lose weight. That's not the goal. When I'm talking about portion control and macro counting, I'm still going to be eating the same amount every day. I'm just going to be having more smaller meals. So I don't feel full during meals, because the worst thing that we all do it, we all know it. You go out to a restaurant, you eat at home, and you just eat way too much in one sitting, and you feel like you cannot move. It's a horrid feeling. And so portion control helps you to eat and not feel like you're pushing against your diaphragm. So data shows that we are actually meant to eat throughout the day, throughout the entirety of the day in smaller portions than big, gigantic feast meals. When you do like try to get into macro counting, which I'm going to start trying to do this, I'm going to actively think about it here.
They have a great app that like does it for you, really.
Yeah, I'm going to mention that at the end. So the hand-fist model is something that's been around for a while. And basically what it is, when you're talking about protein, hold your palm out, and that's how much meat you should put in there. That's like 3 to 4 ounces of meat usually. So you just stretch your palm out, and that's the basis of your protein. Whatever protein that you choose, that's it. Carbs, you're going to make a fist. Any, whatever you use, beans, grains, legumes, fruit, whatever you choose for carbs, that's going to be about a half a cup, and that's about a full hand. So you can use your cupped hand to measure that out. And then fats, any fats that you have, and you know, butters or oils or whatever, a tablespoon. Tablespoon of fats. That is the basis of getting into it and like getting into portion control and macro counting.
What if you don't eat meat then?
Well, it's the same thing. I said any protein. It's tofu or tempeh. You make a palm. Fish, steak, beef, anything. That's like the ounces of meat. And so what helps with this is actually a food scale. You can buy a food scale probably on Amazon for very cheap and measure out, you know, 3 to 4 ounces of meat. Like you mentioned, there's an app that does this. It's called Trifecta. I believe that was the name of the app.
Yeah, I think I've used that, and they have a lot of recipes on there.
Yeah, yeah, it's Trifecta Nutrition. They have it on the App Store and Google Store. Check that app out. I'm going to download it. I'm going to try this thing. You guys can try it along with me. We'll be the portion control buddies. It's probably going to feel better when you eat throughout the day. I mean, it's probably hard to remember. It's like, oh, it's been a few hours. Maybe I should have something to eat. Sometimes you're not feeling hungry, but...
Are you saying to eat this every single time, like throughout the day? Or is this 3 meals? Or is this like you're eating this multiple times a day? Like,
Yeah. So what I'm saying is like instead of doing the big, big meals, that it's throughout the day feasting instead of meal feasting. So what I mean by that is
that's a lot of food to have like many, many times a day. Like to me, that's a whole meal right there. So you're saying to have that like every few hours, that's a lot.
Not exactly. So you're still going to have a meal, but it's going to be a portion controlled meal. And then you're going to be eating other things throughout the day so that you don't need to engorge. Because if you're not eating things throughout the day, then a portion controlled meal is not going to be sustainable enough. So you can eat granola bars or yogurt or protein bars or oatmeal or soup or a bowl of rice, you know, anything, fruit that can get you going throughout the day. And then you're going to be doing the portion control for your meals. But instead of just eating, like, I know I do it sometimes, a lot actually, I just eat like 4 plates worth of food in one meal, and that's all I eat for the day. And like, that's not healthy.
You do that, actually.
And I know a lot of people do that. It's not healthy because you crash, you like rise and crash. Like, you have like variations throughout the day where you're tired and then you're
that's
up.
That's why I can't do that, because like, I feel the lack of if I just skip, and then I can't do that. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, it's true. Like, maybe at dinner time, you eat like a ridiculous amount where I'm like, I just had like a small plate of it.
Yeah.
But it's probably because I am eating a little bit more throughout the day.
Right. So I need to get better at, you know, when I wake up, I'm going to start consuming smaller portions of food throughout the day, still retaining the same amount of calories that I was eating before. I'm just spreading it out throughout the day rather than eating it in one sitting, if you feel what I'm saying.
So it's not really like less calories at all, but just more balance throughout the day? Is that the goal?
Yeah, the goal is balance throughout the day so that you're consistently awake throughout the day. You're energized versus eating it in one, all your calories in a few meals. Again, I want to say at the end of this, just in case someone didn't hear me the first time, this is not a diet method. I'm not dieting. So don't think of this as a diet method.
And this is very opposite of like fasting at all.
Oh, yeah,
intermittent fasting.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with intermittent fasting.
Do for other health reasons. So there's a lot of different ways you can do things. I'm a fan of, more balanced, because that's when I feel my best. Anything else you wanted to share?
No. All this talk about food has made me a little hungry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We should change the subject.
You did have like a big dinner, though.
I know.
You ate a lot of that. So my last one here, avoiding something called fast fashion. Do you know what that is?
If I had to guess, it would just be retailers getting the merchandise out fast.
Not really. It's really related to like specific type of clothing, like inexpensive, really fast made, like poorly thought out clothing. Basically, so yeah, retailers can get out the clothes really fast, but they're not thinking about the products. They're not thinking about the materials. They're not thinking about the workers. They're not thinking about how it's made. They're just like mass producing it really fast, cheaply, and poorly.
So they just want to mass produce a trend of clothing to make a quick buck.
There are so many companies that do this. So I'm definitely someone who buys some of those clothings because they're like trendy and cute. And you're like, oh, it's like cheap too. Like Shein. Is that how you say it? Shein. I think they have a lot of cute stuff, but they are very high up in the fast fashion, which is causing a lot of environmental damage. And also like socially and health-wise, there's a lot of toxicity in fast fashion. So it's one of my resolutions to purchase less of fast fashion. And one, just buy less stuff in general.
Yeah.
And then just being more conscious of the brands that I'm buying from. So that's one of my resolutions as well. But yeah, in order to afford low prices for consumers, fast fashion manufacturers, they use cheap labor in factories. They usually have unsafe working conditions, low wages, and long hours. So that's something to think about too. Like, you don't really want to support a company like that. That is like not good for human welfare. Fashion in general is a huge polluter in greenhouse gases. I believe they said like 10% of fashion is associated with greenhouse gases. Like 10%. That's a really large amount.
That's big.
A lot of the synthetic clothing, that's like the cheap stuff, they have many known carcinogens and hormone disruptors and a lot of toxins that can cause health issues. I think this has been one of the issues when we were trying to make like our design some Seamotionals, hats or attire, and a lot of the clothing is like toxic.
Trying to find something not toxic is very hard.
It's very hard, and it is unfortunately more expensive, but usually it's better quality, so it will last a lot longer. The fast fashion, like that stuff does not last long. I swear you wear it a few times and it starts falling apart anyway. And you're like, well, I have to buy a new like shirt. And
yeah.
So it kind of evens out.
I was actually thinking about this, a little while ago. I think the reason why fast fashion is so successful is because when you go to the store, you go online to buy something, you get an endorphin release, right? Because you're like, God, I'm so happy I bought this thing. But then next week after your next paycheck, you're back online, you're back in the store, you're getting that endorphin release.
Yeah, and like that dopamine, it's an addiction.
And so like, and you spend like $20 this week, $20 in 2 weeks, $20. And like that adds up every month to like, you're spending.
It's retail therapy.
Yeah, exactly. And like you're spending $100 a month on crappy
very
clothing.
Prone to that because it does make you feel better. And there's been times I felt awful and I just like shop online and it is therapy for sure.
So I think like the best thing would be, stop supporting that fast fashion, the clothing that can rip or tear or is horrible for everything. Go with a company that costs a little bit more. And I know that's like, oh my goodness, $70, $100, but you're getting a very high quality piece of clothing that's not going to tear or rip. And you spend that anyway in multiple increments for fast fashion. So if you just buy that one sweatshirt, like, you know, that's, I think it's maybe getting older, but I've been buying less as I get older and cherishing the things that are higher quality.
Yeah, higher quality is, it just is better. It's worth it. So yeah, it's definitely something to be more mindful of and buy less of that.
Find something else for endorphin release.
But yeah, there's so much with the fashion industry that they're not using sustainable practices, that they also produce like toxic wastewaters from the textile factories. So it's poisoning the waters. The wastewaters contain toxins like lead and mercury, can harm aquatic life. So these are companies that aren't like thinking about what they're doing.
No, they want the money.
When the synthetic clothing is washed, they release tiny microplastics that make their way into the ocean and our drinking water. Less than 1% of clothing is recycled. And as a result, 53 million metric tons of discarded clothing are incinerated or go to landfills each year. Ton of waste. And synthetic fabrics can take up to 200 years to break down. So there's a lot of negatives to buying this type of clothing. So it's one of my resolutions to find more sustainable brands that have better fabrics and operations. So there's a cool website that I found. It's called Good On You.
Good on you, mate.
So you can search a brand and it will rate it on its sustainability. So I've typed in some already and some are not too good. But there's a few here that I found. Adidas is actually pretty good. It's leading the charge in sustainable activewear for years now.
Which surprised me.
Yeah, surprising. Its main mission is ending plastic waste. It has an ongoing partnership with Parley for the Oceans to use recycled plastic debris and certified fabrics in its designs. There's another brand called Reformation. They have sustainable clothing. You'll really have to go on there and search and find different ones. It's new to me, so I have to do more research too. Stella McCartney is very good at using sustainable practices, but definitely expensive. So it just depends on where your budget is. Girlfriend Collective, they have some like really cool activewear. They're very eco-friendly, but check out the website. We'll link it in the episode and search like your favorite brands or brands you use a lot. See what they come up as, and you'll find a lot of other new ones on there that are rated like good or great. So it's kind of cool. So I'm going to try my best to find some new sustainable brands and buy from there.
Let's go sustainable.
But those are my resolutions, and I am proud of them, and I'm going to make an effort to follow them.
As am I. We'll remind each other. It's good to have a backup buddy. Find a friend who also wants to have resolutions or has their own resolutions, and then hold each other accountable for each other's resolutions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to yell at you if you buy more plastic water. I already do that, though.
I bought this Life water today with a tiger on it, with a rainbow.
Where did you buy that at?
The gym.
Yeah, see, that's dumb to me.
Yeah, well, I was thirsty, and I'm going to keep the bottle, and I'm going to reuse this bottle for bed. I'll keep it until it gets dirty. All right, well, I think that's all for our episode. We should definitely wrap it up. Do you have anything else to add to our lovely listeners?
Do you?
No, it's a new year, you know. Let's hit them off with a supportive, emotional quote from the heart of Kira.
Why? Why do you put me on the spot like that?
Because you're just good at it.
I really don't have one. For me, the only thing I can think of is that when like the new year comes, I'm not like, oh, it's a new year, it's a new me, let me make all these changes. Like, I think you should do that at any time of the year. There's no reason to like have a start date and then like wait for it to come. I'm sure people were like waiting all of last year, like, oh, the New Year's coming, I'm just going to start then. I think you should just do it now. And we could always be better. I mean, I could always be better too and decide to make a change now. I'm just not someone who waits like the beginning of the year to make that change. So I think there's something that you want or have a goal, then just do it now.
I don't know if we can keep that in the episode. You said just do it.
Just do it.
It's Nike.
But that's also just a saying. Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it.
And don't wait for the right time. Don't wait for that perfect timing, because that timing never really comes.
Mm-hmm. Let life pass you by.
Don't let life pass you by, because it will just probably never come. So just start on it now, whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to take a rest for a few weeks, then do it. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to start on January 1st, and you don't have to also not start. I don't know. I have terrible advice. Sorry.
No, it's great advice. It's all great advice. All right. That was the first episode into... Oh, I actually never introduced season two. Season two of the Clean, Green, and Marine podcast by C-Motionals.
Thank you for tuning in with us. We look forward to sharing a lot of fun episodes with you and interacting with everyone more and maybe meeting some of you this year.
Yeah! 2023!
Have a great, great day.
And have a great night.
Anthony, I think you need to go to bed.
Yeah. All right, everybody. It has been a pleasure. Thank you for diving in with us.
Thank you so much. And good day.